we tried to do is, for example, to have a joint effort with our government and other partners to focus initiatives that bring better livelihoods to the population, to focus on job creation, to focus on social protection, and initiatives that reduce poverty as well as inequality, the microfinance projects, and the development of small and medium enterprises. The other efforts we have done is to strengthen the resilience of the communities, because Asia is disproportionately affected by natural disasters, and more than 50% of the losses from natural disasters occur in Asia and Pacific. So we focus not only on immediate after disaster, early recoveries, but we focused on building resilience through disaster risk reductions, through development of early warning systems, through training and capacity building of communities, as well as the local government, to reduce the loss of property and the loss of lives during future disasters.
Mm-hmm. For many of the projects implemented by UNDP in the region, I noticed that you used a lot of mobile technologies. Can you give us some example?
One initiative that serves to reduce inequality significantly is a financial inclusion program that we have implemented in six Pacific countries, where we partnered with the private sector, such as mobile phone companies and banks, private banks, as well as with local governments, to have an initiative where communities in poor rural areas can access the banking services at their doorsteps without leaving their villages. This initiative allowed us to reach 700,000 people who previously didn't have banking services to have access to banking, modern banking services. This way, they are not excluded from markets. They're not excluded from the local economies. So this is one very effective way to reduce one form of inequality, exclusion from the economic mainstream economic activities. In this process, you use mobile phones, you use mobile technology to access local vendor, a local vendor in a village, as long as the vendor has access to mobile phone and network, can conduct the banking services. And other examples, use of mobile phone technology to pay the salaries for cash for work immediately after disaster, for example, because otherwise the banking system is not functioning. So in order to make sure that individuals who have worked on cash for work schemes are paid immediately and effectively, you can use mobile money to reach those workers who have worked for different projects immediately after a disaster.
In addition to mobile technologies, what other strategies do you have to tackle inequality, which is really on the rise in the region despite of the better economic performance?
I think addressing inequality, there are many successful strategies that have been used in other regions. And UNDP published a report last year focusing on inequality, which showed that social protection, for example, conditional cash transfer, and universal health care access, and in addition to ensuring access to schools, primary education, and so forth. And I think what's important to understand is that social protection, availability of social service can be achieved even when the overall or the average income level is not very high. There are examples like in the Philippines, the government has focused a lot in recent years on conditional cash transfer for different schemes, for schools, for maternal health, and so forth. And this has helped to reduce inequality quite significantly.
The last question is about the future. So for the next 10 years, what do you think are the most pressing development needs in the region?
I think Asia-Pacific is developing very fast compared to many other parts of the world. The ADB is forecast about 6 to 6.5% growth projection for the next few years. And at the same time, as you said earlier, we have observed a continued increase of inequality. And in addition to the problem of inequality, even if you look at the proportion of poor people who live below poverty line in the world today, I think the majority of the world's poor, over 60% of them, live in Asia-Pacific today. If you look at people without basic sanitation, over 70% of the world's population without basic sanitation live in Asia-Pacific. And there are many other challenges of basic development indicators, such as children under 5 who die before they reach 5 years of age. More than 40% of this population live in Asia-Pacific. So over the next 15 years, we will have this post-2015 development agenda. Right? We will have sustainable development goals that are expected to be agreed by UN's member states in September this year. So I think the post-2015 development agenda and the sustainable development goals will guide our work for the next 10-15 years.